Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Loray. Coming up in this hour, we're going to hear more of Richard Wolff's economic update. And then if we can, we're going to hear a great speech. But let's see if we can get some more support for Richard Wolff's economic update. And Craig Kopp, our station manager, is here with us. And Sean Canaan is here. And in this next hour, we want to try to raise $4,600. So let's see if we can do that. We're in the fall fundraising drive, down to the last 22 hours of the drive. Richard Wolff has had a great show of support so far. Thanks to Tom Hicks from Sarasota, made a $10 contribution, pledged to Bluegrass, but he's upping the pledge for economic updates. So, nice. Tom, thanks for your additional donation.
I also want to thank Thaddeus Hamlin, a $200 wow. pledge for the public affairs block here on WMNF. He's also picking up that Stopping Fascism CD, which is a hot item.
All right, so we get this guy, Jeff, and I'm not going to give his last name out, keeps sending emails into us. He's been sending out a series of emails to us today and says, Richard Wolff is a lying idiot, just like the rest of you libtards. writes Jeff, and he says the last hospital to close in Wheeler County was a 25-bed facility that closed for restructuring. That's Jeff's email. Says Wolff is a lying idiot, and you are libtards. Speaking to us here in the studio. Well, Jeff, thanks a lot for your thoughtful and intelligent email, and I'm sure that represents all of your friends and people that live in your community. You're a great representative for your point of view. So, Jeff, thank you very much.
I'm working on that libtard t-shirt now. We're probably, we are in that situation in this country where the truth is called fake, and where the truth is called lies. And this show, Radioactivity, and Richard Wolff's show, is just chock full of truth. And that just riles people who don't want to know the truth. They want to know what they think should be. Support that. It's the only place you're going to get it in Tampa Bay at 813-238-8001. Trying to raise a little over $4,000 here this hour. Start out with $10 a month at $120 a year. Join the circle of friends. But the point is, you got to support this because truth versus fake. Where do you stand? 813-238-8001.
Freedom is slavery. War is peace. all right. Robert Tucker from Odessa is donating $25. And Bob Tucker has been listening to Richard Wolff for many years and says everything he says rings true in my experience. So that's his experience. Jim from, Tampa, it looks like, has donating $10 a month, is getting the WMNF ball cap. He's a recent transplant from North Florida and found WMNF and loves it. It's a great station. So thank you to Jim from Tampa. Also, we have a gift from Elizabeth Chadwell from Floral City, Florida, and is getting tickets to the Reckless Kelly concert for a $100 contribution. And this is what Elizabeth says. Since I began listening to Mr. Wolff's program, many questions in my mind about our economic political system have become much more clear. So thank you. So thank you for those donations. Now we need to hear from you, 813-238-8001.
And we got that criticism from that listener, Jeff, who said that we're lying and libtards and all that. But I just looked up the story about the hospital in Wheeler County in Georgia, and this is from Georgia Health News. It says that the Lower Oconee Community Hospital in Southeast Georgia has closed due to financial problems, becoming the state's fourth rural hospital to do so in the past 2 years. The 25-bed critical access hospital in Wheeler County is looking to restructure, but it goes on to say some of the hospital's 100 employees have been laid off. The restructuring is being done to provide sustainable medical service in Glenwood area. And what the restructuring means is that they're going to create essentially an emergency walk-in clinic. So instead of having a hospital, they'll have an emergency walk-in clinic. And Jeff, thanks for your very harsh criticism of us. We don't respond with the same kind of anger that you do. But we do hope that really smart people call us up. People that are smarter than Jeff call us up and make a contribution. 813-238-8001. I can't tell you, Craig and Sean, as I sit here and I do this show, this guy emails us probably 50 or 100 times a week. And he's always angry and always calls us names and never makes a donation, but clearly listens all the time. And we're constantly getting this kind of angry response from, not, you don't get it, Craig, but I think some other shows do.
Oh, no.
You get it.
Trust me.
So, but we're here to provide a service, and that is to try to provide you some of the best economic information, information about local charities, information about local politics, information about Donald Trump that we can provide to you. And then we also give you a feedback mechanism, and we even read the harsh criticism on the air.
Sure. So, why wouldn't we? Yeah. But we always respond with, we'll either check on it. I know that when I do executive session, I'm sitting there and said, I got to check on that. And the next thing you know, Rob's in the newsroom checking on it and providing me with the facts.
We try to provide all the facts.
It's just we respond with the truth. And the truth is becoming important right now. Very, very important. Again, I say this, the truth is being called fake because it doesn't go with someone's agenda. And to protect programs like Richard Wolf and Radioactivity by making a contribution right now to WMNF is so, so important. And we don't have any phone lines lit, and we're not going to get $4,500 in the next hour without your participation at 813-238-8001. You can do it online, too, at WMNF.org.
Hey, thanks to Bruce House from Clearwater has made a $100 contribution, taking an MNF T-shirt, a brand-new T-shirt that says, "Tomorrow belongs to those who can hear it coming." The quote from David Bowie on the front of the shirt with a lightning bolt. It's a beautiful gray shirt with a red and blue and black design. So you're going to love that shirt, Bruce. And thanks for your contribution. Mark Rodriguez from Tampa, $15 contribution. Mark, nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Mark.
He's supporting Economic Update. We just have to raise $4,600. We'd like to do it in the next hour, and that would be huge. 813-238-8001.
Yes, and now, while we're talking about how important this is, and that's kind of my message today, it strikes me every day how important this information that comes through Richard Wolf, it comes through Democracy Now!, comes through Radioactivity and all the other shows we have in this news and public affairs block, how important it is and how singular it is in this market. In Tampa Bay, there is nowhere else you're going to get this perspective. Nowhere else. If you think that is important, why don't you try to amplify the station? You become an amplifier by contributing $1,000 or more. You break that up over 12 months, it's $83 a month, less than your cable bill. I guarantee it's less than your cell phone bill. But you are making an investment in that future David Bowie's talking about you hearing. You hear it here on WMNF. So if you can step up and make that kind of a pledge, and if you thought you could for just a moment when I said it, that means you can. Call 813-238-8001. Give for someone who can't give right now but really, really wants to. Like the guy who writes you the angry emails. He probably wants to, but he's not in a position to support the radio station in any way, shape, or form. Support it for someone who can't. 813-238-8001, online, WMNF.org.
And Craig and Sean, we've got that brand new emergency weather radio. If you were caught without power during the last hurricane, how about getting this radio? It's for a $250 donation. It includes a cell phone charger, a flashlight, and it has an AM-FM band and the NOAA weather radio band. And it charges for only two ways. One, it uses a solar collector on the top, or two, you can hand crank it. It doesn't have any batteries. You'll be able to get through the next weather emergency with this weather emergency radio for a $250 contribution. And here's the number to call. It's 813-238-8001. We are going to go back to Richard Wolf in about a minute and a half. Sean, what's up?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear more of Richard Wolf. He's always on point, and I always learn something from hearing this show. If you like listening to Economic Update, if you get information from this that you can use in your daily life, and if you can use it in the conversations you have with your friends and your family, give us a call, 813-238-8001. Can you join the cooperative that is WMNF? Can you be a part of this system and show that this is an alternative economic system? We're non-commercial. That's a complete alternative to the capitalistic model. If you believe in that, give us a call, 813-238-8001. Become a member of this cooperative. Join at WMNF.org. If you support Richard Wolf, give us a call, 813-238-8001.
Well, Craig, what do you say we go back and hear more of Richard Wolff?
Yeah, you know, God forbid we learn anything by listening to the radio. And you know, I tune around a lot just to know what's going on. And I don't learn anything almost anywhere. I hear the same tired, hackneyed opinions over and over and over again. In a show like Richard Wolff, I learn something every time. So, yeah, let's get back to it. Make a contribution and support Richard Wolff. 813-238-8001 online at WMNF.org.
Puerto Rico. I wanted to end the first half of today's show with Puerto Rico. But before I do, I want to remind you, we maintain two websites that I want you to make use of. We update them every day. They are available to you without charge, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One of them is democracyatwork.info. That's all one word, democracyatwork.info. And the other one, rdwolf.com. These are websites through which you can communicate to us what you like and don't about this program. You can, with a click of your mouse, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Basically, be a partner with us. Use the material on this program and on those websites to share with others who are interested and might be induced to come and watch or listen to the program just like you do. Work with us. We try to work with you, and it will help the project we are engaged in building. For those of you interested in watching this program as a television program on a regular basis, please make use of our Patreon.com availability. Patreon.com. Patreon.com/economic update will get you right to it, and we would appreciate your taking a look at that. So back to Puerto Rico, our final economic update. Puerto Rico was taken over by the United States over a century ago in a war with Spain. It was, in effect, an American colony. And it never stopped being an American colony. It was given some privileges, such as having the people of Puerto Rico be American citizens who could travel to the United States without going through the normal visa and passport and other kinds of problems. But it was a undervalued, underserved, badly treated place, which is why so many of its citizens left Puerto Rico and went to the mainland. The behavior of the government now, the way it's been treated as a debtor, the way it is now not able to have its own elected officials run their society because a commission of the United States Congress has the final authority, the way that Mr. Trump neglected to deal with the Puerto Rican crisis after the storm, these are all symptoms, all a continuing sad story. Puerto Rico is the poorest part of the United States, even poorer than the states of Mississippi and New Mexico, which are the poorest states. It has the highest sales tax of any part of the United States. The poorest people pay the highest taxes. And now they've been devastated by a storm, most of the island without power, without communications. You know, you can tell the moral and economic fiber of a society by how it treats those who suffer the most and who have the least. And by that standard, the way we treat the colony, which is the truth of what it is, of Puerto Rico, isn't any better than the way all the rest of the colonies of the world were treated, which is why they rose up and refused to continue to be colonies a short while ago. It's worth thinking about. The inequality that makes Puerto Rico poor is being worsened now by the storm and the response. And that's on us. We've come to the end of the first half of Economic Update. Thank you very much for staying with us. After a short interlude, we will be right back.
I can see the Russian army. Well, this is an economic update with Richard Wolf, the economist, retired from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, still teaching, though, in the New York City area. And this is a show that we usually carry every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11. And because of the fund drive, we got a kind of a late start for Richard Wolf and economic update. We're trying to raise, while Richard is on the air, trying to raise about $4,000. We're doing really well because Randy Roach from St. Petersburg just donated $10 a month via Circle of Friends. He's taking that Chris Hedges Stopping Fascism CD, which is turning out to be, I think, one of the most popular thank you gifts that we're giving away during this drive. So, Randy, thanks a lot for that nice contribution. Here's our phone number, 813-238-8001. And can you be one maybe to donate $500 and issue a challenge to others to match your $500 contribution with a series of $100 contributions? So if you're a big fan of Economic Update, please call us right now, 813-238-8001. We are really close. We're really close. We're going to hear the second half of Economic Update in just about 3 or 4 minutes. But let's see if we can get one donation right now, 813-238-8001. Sean is back. Craig is back. And we're going to try really hard to raise $4,000 here in this last half hour.
Rob, I want to thank Marcial Mendez from Oldsmar with a $15 donation. Marcial says, I listened to Richard Wolf and value his analysis of how our economy works, or more accurately, doesn't work. 813-238-8001. We'd still like to hear from you if you're a fan of Richard Wolf, if you like Economic Update, if you're learning something in today's program or in the past programs from Economic Update. Give us a call, 813-238-8001. We're also looking for support for Radioactivity, Rob's great interview show. Right now, you can call and support Radioactivity, 813-238-8001.
You know, Rob just mentioned if you're of the in the position to make a $500 contribution and put that up as a challenge to others, we'll match, you know, five $100 contributions. That's great. We'll also throw in an event pass for one to you for doing that. Bump it up to $1,000, and we'll give you an event pass for two. That's 13 months of WMNF local events, concerts, speeches, and the like. And, you know, we'll challenge 10 people to give us $100, and we are well on our way to reaching our goal. And again, I remind you, you don't have to put all 500 up front. You can split that up over 12 months, same with the $1,000, and make it easy on yourself, but make a huge impact on WMNF. 813-238-8001, online, WMNF.org.
And we're just $4,000 away from reaching the amount that we need to raise before 1 o'clock. And then we turn it over to Craig's great show, executive session. Here's some people that are just donating. David Wood from Lakeland just made a $250 contribution. He's taking that emergency weather radio. So, David, thank you for that. Colleen Wisdom from St. Pete listens to Economic Update and learns something every time. An $88.50 donation, taking the M&F T-shirt. And Candace Murphy from Pinellas Park, a $10 contribution. Thank you for supporting Economic Update and Radioactivity. Here's an email from one of our conservative listeners who disagrees with Jeff, who emailed us a few minutes ago and called us all sorts of names. Ernie writes this, and Ernie has made a contribution, and I know Ernie is very conservative, and he says, Jeff needs to understand that a bird needs a left and a right wing to fly. If it lacks one, it cannot fly. And so, Ernie, thank you for that, and thanks for your contribution the other day. That really helps us a lot, and I don't think Jeff understands how important it is in a democracy that we hear all sides.
There's a lot of that going around. It's not exactly getting better. All I have to do is get up and look at a certain person's Twitter feed every morning to know that colleagues of ours in the mainstream media, and I hate that phrase, are being called fake when they put out a story, a very good story, a very solid story that someone disagrees with. But the truth counts, and you can say that very clear right now by making a pledge of support for Richard Wolf and Radioactivity and WMNF. Make it $10 a month, $120 a year as a member of the Circle of Friends, $20 a month, $240 a year in the Circle of Friends, whatever amount, but you will be saying loud and clear that the truth counts and fake doesn't cut it anymore. 813-238-8001, online WMNF.org.
Well, let's go back and hear more of Richard Wolf's economic update. We're doing really well, but we need to hear from about 40 people in the next half hour, next 35 minutes. You can make your donation online on our secure website, WMNF.org. And thanks a lot for tuning in to Richard Wolf and to Radioactivity. $4,000 to go, and we will be there. Let's see if we can reach that goal in the next half hour. This is WMNF.
Economic update for this week. I am pleased at the beginning of this month of October to welcome, as I do at the beginning of each month, Dr. Harriet Fraud to talk with me and to talk with all of you about the intersection of economics and psychology, which is so important to shaping our personal lives, our work lives, and everything else. Quickly to remind you, Dr. Harriet Fraud is a mental health counselor and also a hypnotherapist with a private practice in New York City. She writes for a wide variety of scholarly and popular journals, and she is also writing now regularly for the Democracy at Work blog, which you can find at our website, democracyatwork.info. And she also has her own website, harrietfraud.com, and I'll spell that for you, HarrietFraad, harrietfraud.com. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Harriet Fraud to Economic Update.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Let me introduce our topic. We had originally planned a different topic for today.
Sex work.
But the events, and we're going to deal with that in the future, the sex work industry and what it means for our economy and our society. But the events in Las Vegas, from which I don't think this country will recover very quickly and which we're all still trying to understand and digest, struck us as so important that it touched the economics and the psychology of this country in many ways, and that it would be worth breaking our plans and talking about it. So let me ask you, since I know you specialize in these things, let me ask you, please, tell us a little bit about how the United States compares with other countries in terms of gun use, gun deaths, all of that kind of question, because it's important, I think, to understand the United States through the lens of that kind of comparison.
It's important. The United States has had more mass shootings than any of the other 10 most industrialized countries in the world combined. Where there are shootings in other countries, they're not at all like American mass shootings. They're politicized. So Breivik, who shot teenagers in Norway, was a fascist opposing the socialists by killing young people at the socialist camp. Our people are unpoliticized in the United States. Their rage at what's going on in their lives doesn't take them usually to a place, we've got to change this as a group, but to lashing out personally. And a mass shooting, as defined usually and in the literature, is a shooting of at least four people to whom the shooter is unrelated, going into a place and randomly shooting people. That doesn't count the thousands that are killed by girlfriends and so on, but this is an anonymous lashing out. And the United, although many other countries have guns, Canada has a lot of hunters, it has a lot of guns, they don't have the kind of weapons that the United States has at all. This person, Paddock, who shot all those people, killing 59, and there may be more because many are in critical condition at hospitals, and wounding 515 people, he had 41 guns. He took 23 with him in 10 suitcases when he checked in the hotel. And he had another 19 at home. Many were automatic. And he had thousands of rounds of ammunition. That's legal in the United States. It isn't anywhere else. We are the only nation which has prolific, unchecked gun use.
In preparation for today, I looked up some of the statistics in hopes that I could perhaps add something. And the two that stayed with me as I came into the studio this morning were that there is a measure of the number of gun deaths per 1 million of population. And there's a list of 10 countries that are high. Most of them are in the range of 2 or 3 to 7. The United States is the only country where the number is in double digits. It's
That's
about
true.
30. So you have...
No, it was 30 just for the month of September. And there have been 152 shootings since 2017. It's more. It's more than all those
no,
10
not 30,
combined.
Right. I mean 30 per million, in other words, as an average of what it is. And the other statistic that I recall is that the United States has 4% of the world's population, a little bit over 4%, and it has 43% of the world's privately owned guns, long and short guns. In other words, the gun ownership is 10 times the population percentage here in the United States. So I think it's fair to say that Americans or United States citizens have an attachment to guns as well as to gun violence that is out of proportion to that anywhere else, literally on the planet. So it does invite the question, what's going on? Why is this happening? Why is the attachment to guns what it is? And I was hoping, since this has to be at least in part a psychological question, what is it that attaches Americans, particularly now in our history, to guns on this scale? What can you help us understand?
Well, part of it is the media in which male gun violence is featured. Clint Eastwood, Macho Man, rides off alone, doesn't have any support system of other human beings he can count on, just like the fellow who shot the 59 people, Mr. Paddock, whose girlfriend was in the Philippines. We don't know whether she left. In my study of them, all of them previously have had either a woman who left them or a job that fired them. He had made $2 million and lived off of it as a gambler for 30 years, so he was not fired. We don't know what his girlfriend Mary Lou was doing in the Philippines and not with him, but those are the emblems of masculinity in our toxically gendered culture, having access to a woman who's loyal to you and having weapons. Now, it's a combination, as always, of capitalism's bloody hand and gender psychology. And what happens is that when guns are sold in the United States, they're not sold as buy a gun, make the gun manufacturers and the ammunition producers, who are wildly rich, even richer. It's buy a gun because it is your male freedom, because it makes you a real man, because it makes you able to defend your freedom. And so that it's all mixed up with toxic masculinity. That's why the gun shooters of all the mass killings are male. They're also overwhelmingly white, much more disproportionately white than whites are in our population, because it's white men who capitalism has dethroned. They used to get double bonuses, one for being white and another for being male, in a scarce labor force where they were the manufacturing sector. A strong man could get a good job as long as he was white. Well, now that the big capitalists of the United States can export their jobs to people who make, $38 a week, why bother with these white men? They've thrown them on the slag heap. Now, a lot of the jobs in our more service economy are held by women. And so that partly it's that they don't want to face that the people who dethroned them from their male throne are not women or minorities or immigrants, but the capitalists. They like to suck up and kick down. And they're happy to kick down on immigrants, women, and minorities. And the gun owners are laughing all the way to the bank. They also, politics comes into the mix because the NRA gave Trump $30 million for his campaign efforts and his inauguration. Therefore, Trump gets up, invokes God, and that this is an evil man, says nothing about guns, asks everyone to pray and to bring themselves together with family, which family he's bringing himself together of the three of them, we don't know, and to believe that God is the light and God loves suffering people, you know, really. Trump, who makes people loser, you know, makes people suffer right and left. But that, so it's politics is in there, capitalism is in there, and the psychology of building up men who have been dethroned through guns. There's an ad which is particularly illustrative for the Bushmiller automatic weapon.
Bushmaster, I think it is.
Bushmaster. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not into this. But it says, does your girlfriend or wife earn more money than you? Revoke your man card. Do you prefer tofu to meat? Revoke your man card. And it goes through about 10 things. Then it says, buy the Bushmaster automatic weapon. Reinstate your manhood. So it's like buying testosterone cream. You reinstate your manhood. You've been dethroned. You no longer can support a dependent wife and children who work for you all the time, this wife.
So there's an argument, if I follow your logic, there's an argument that particularly white men have been systematically, economically disadvantaged. They had certain kinds of advantages. They don't have them anymore. And they don't have the prospect of regaining them anytime soon either.
Or the perks that went with them.
So they get depressed in large numbers. The reason I raise this is economists have been struggling to explain something called reduced labor force participation. Particularly white men in the ages 25 to 60 are dropping out of the labor force. They need a job, they need income, but they are not, in fact, going back to get jobs. They don't want them, or they can't stand them, or they're dissatisfied with the income. This suggests, what you're telling us, is that not going back, dropping out, is a reflection of the depressed conditions of employment that they face. And it immediately suggests, if I follow you, and I'd like your opinion, that another way that a white male who's lost his job and can't get another good quality, say, manufacturing or construction job, one of the ways to shore himself up, particularly when he has no meaningful work he can get, would be this gun culture and the gun celebration. And if then you combine this sort of celebratory gun ownership with depressed people, then you begin to get the sense, well, if something unfortunate happens to that individual, you become not just depressed and have a lot of guns, but you actually use them in a socially destructive way. So,
to reinstate your manhood. You know, you go down in a blaze of glory, reinstating your manhood through killing people. You know, I remember seeing a bus ad where there was a guy with a gun standing there and showing, I have the power. You know, that is male power. Another thing that's happening to men is that their suicide rates are higher than they've been for 30 years. Male children.
And again, it's the white
and
male
the white
rates
male
that
rate of suicide is going through the roof. Because their future, they can't see a future. We don't have a vibrant movement that really attracts people to a left alternative. Bernie began that and was shot down. And there, the fascist movement, luckily the alt-right is not that popular, but that, but they too recapture your lost manhood, make America great again, i.e. make America white again, and make you on top again. Now, most divorces are initiated by women, because the old way was that women served men in the home in exchange for being supported economically and having a protected place to raise their children. Well, now they're not supported economically while they're expected to do the lion's share of housework and childcare and get jobs. And it's a bad deal, even in the red states, where divorces are even greater than they are in the blue states. Women initiate divorce.
Which means, again, to go back to something you said earlier, that there's going to be a sizable part of the white male population that is disconnected from the kinds of jobs they either once had or expected they would have, and also, in a sense, dethroned at home as
Absolutely.
Well as at the workplace.
Personally.
Well, that's Richard Wolff interviewing his significant other, Dr. Harriet Frey. We're going to continue with this interview in just about 5 minutes, but we want to thank a bunch of people. Thanks to Christopher Rouse from Sarasota, who made an $88.50 donation, and he's a longtime supporter connected with WSLR, cool. The community radio station there in Sarasota. Listens to Craig Kopp all the time, says Christopher. He's taking one of those WMNF fall T-shirts, so thank you very much, Christopher.
No accounting for taste there.
Thanks to Jeff. Jeff is in Bartow, and he made a $250 wow. contribution.
Nice.
And we need, by the end of this, as we thank all these people, we're only going to need $3,500 more. Gregory Yannetti from Clearwater, thank you for your $100 contribution. And Sherry Sutrich from St. Petersburg, thank you for the great information. She says loves all the public affairs programming, and she's going to the memorial tribute to Tom Petty on October 29th at Skipper's Smokehouse because she is donating $180.
Wow. I want to thank David Compline in Anaheim, California.
Wow. How's the signal out there?
It must be great. He wants to make sure everybody knows he listens. He picked up the new, he picked up that alternative music, no alternative fact shirt for a pledge of $88.50. And thanks very much to Anonymous, $10 a month, $120 for the year, and picked up the new fall T-shirt.
Wow, that's great.
I hope he's safe from the fires out there in Anaheim. Maureen Lyons from Palm Harbor with a $10 a month contribution on our circle of friends. Thank you for that donation. Elsie Strom from St. Petersburg is donating $100. She's getting our new T-shirt with the David Bowie quote. And she says, I love WMNF and listen all the time. I love Richard Wolff, Eve, Radioactivity, and Midpoint, and all the news and public affairs shows. Also, the Music Marcy show. He loves it all. So if Elsie loves it all, what about you? Do you love this station? Is this an important part of your week when you listen to Richard Wolff or Radioactivity or anything on 88.5 FM? If so, give us a call, 813-238-8001.
By the way, this anonymous pledge of $10 a month, $120 a year, he walked the first payment in. They feels that strongly yeah. about things.
Well, and we encourage that because we have this beautiful building here that you are contributing to when you make that $25 a year contribution or $25 a month, because you're helping pay for this beautiful building that we're in that has very nice computers and a really nice control boards and three fabulous studios that we can use for our air studios. So please see where your money has gone. If you've donated to WMNF over the past 15 years, this is where your money has gone. Come down to 1210 East Martin Luther King Boulevard. And Craig and Sean, we need to hear from 35 more people, and we will be there. We're going to go back and hear more of Richard Wolff and his interview with his significant other. 813-238-8001. And this is really, you know, when you talk about how white males feel in the current shakeup in society, I mm-hmm. mean, she's got empathy, and this is these are the Trump voters, and she's got a tremendous amount of empathy for them, but also kind of giving us a psychological explanation about why there's so much anger out there. And we know times are tough. We talk a lot about it here on WMNF. The economy is not really performing for most of us, for middle-class people, for working-class people. The economy is not performing. And Dr. Harriet Fry is explaining to her husband, the economist, why all this anger. And he knows very well why there's anger out there, too. Please call us up at 813-238-8001.
You can also make a pledge online at WMNF.org. We're going to go back and hear Richard Wolf, but we do need to hear from you. 813-238-8001.
And professionally.
So that if these two things come together in the same individual, we can see a level of stress and anguish and bitterness that could then, in people who have a personal problem of one kind or another, explode in the manner of this Mr. Paddock.
Particularly if they don't have a movement to go to which explains it to them and helps them have the power to be a group of people who take their country and make it serve them instead of only the rich. We don't really have that kind of vibrant movement. That's why in Europe, where people do killing, they do it in the name of a political goal. Not here. It's random and personal. And what's very interesting is to look at the history. I find that just amazing. Between 1949 and 1966, there were no mass shootings. Between 1966 and 1984, there were no mass shootings. Starting in 1984, they became more and more frequent. Until now, they are very frequent. There have been 152 in 2017. Huge. And if you, there's a wonderful book by Mark Ames called Going Postal, and it looks at the beginning of what happened with mass shootings
in the 1980s.
In 1984 was the first big one. Right. It's called Going Postal because it began with the post office, a rash of shootings at the post office, because Reagan was the first to start smashing up the American dream, to start smashing up the unions with the traffic control workers and others, to start changing the estate tax and the taxation rate on the wealthy to make the middle class and the lower pay it all. And what the post office had a powerful union, 30,000 people, very progressive union. And Reagan began just about at the, you know, before these killings, substituting the supervisors who used to be elected from between, from among the ranks and understand what went on, with business school graduates who saw the postal workers in an adversarial way, pushing them harder and harder to do more and more, and promoting those who complied, creating enormous rage. It was the beginning of the crunching down of the working class. And with that, the rage at not being able to make a living, have a decent job, have control over your life that you could see, okay, I'll do my job, I'll do it well, I'll be connected on this, in this job, in this union, I will then retire, I will have a pension, I will support my wife and children, their dreams will be greater than mine. I'm a blue collar, they'll be a white collar. There, I'm a white collar, they'll be a professional. That's dead. That doesn't happen anymore. And
so the argument,
their male perk of being, I am a man, I support my family, that's over.
So the argument you're making that comes from Ames is that in a sense the post office crisis and explosion, we didn't know it then, but was a harbinger
of
what was going to happen in a wider and wider range of jobs, particularly in well-paid blue-collar work, but also in other professions, driving, you know, people to feel, particularly white men, disconnected from the workplace and the work culture, and also dethroned at home. Because what I appreciate so much about what you're telling us is that the economics and the psychology are being brought into the story. We're not being left with the empty statement, it's evil, or the empty blaming of the individual. No one is going to defend Mr. Paddock for the horrible damage he did. But this is because of the history you've shown us, this is a social problem. This is affecting large numbers of people, even though there are particular reasons why this individual or that individual is the one who blows up finally. If we don't deal with the social problems, we're allowing the pressures then to build up that will explode in one or another individual on a growing scale, as you've shown us has already happened.
Absolutely agree. And one of the things that Mr. Paddock illustrates is a problem that American men have. Usually their only emotional connection is with their sex partner. And if she leaves, they're utterly disconnected. As the country music song says, you've been thinking and I've been drinking. Now, male alcoholism is going way up along with drug abuse, but that one of the things that happens is that men are emotionally disconnected, especially if they're not working and even having the camaraderie on the job, even if it isn't intimate divulgences and secrets. It's a sense of being part of something. This man had not been working on a job for 30 years. And his girlfriend was in the Philippines. I don't know whether she was leaving or whatever, but she certainly,
wasn't with him.
She sure wasn't with him. And that women, when they have an emergency, connect. They've found, because they always used to only study men, that the fight and flight idea when something's terrifying in women is fright and connect. When women are in trouble, they connect with their women friends, and they usually have stronger bonds emotionally with other women than they do with their husbands. They connect with their families. They connect with their children so that they are not emotionally abandoned when they're not on the job. And usually they describe the killer not only as a white and a male, but a loner. Doesn't talk to his neighbors, doesn't have friends, disconnected from his family. He hadn't talked to one brother for 20 years. The other was a couple of years when he inquired about his mom's health. You know, that he's a disconnected man because connection is crucial to mental health. And there's a toxic idea that you're not a real man if you cry, if you need support, if you need help, if you reach out to others. And that is a terrible blight, particularly as men have been dethroned from their white male family wage status because they don't get a family wage.
So their lack of connection is happening historically at the same time that their job and home situations put them in greater need of connection than ever before.
That's right.
An unbelievable pressure on these people, and it begins to make it remarkable that there aren't more explosions of violence or whatever, and the gun is simply the mechanism for the expression of all of this.
And taking back your manhood, you know? Revoke your manhood, take back your manhood, reinstate your manhood, because it's associated, they're taking men who are feeling dethroned and unmanned, and they're giving them the masculinity back with a gun.
Well, this brilliant analysis from Dr. Harriet Fry is coming to us on the Richard Wolf Economic Update program. And Dr. Fry is a guest once a month on Dr. Wolf's program. And we heard Richard give us the economic side of things. And then we're hearing about the more human psychological sides of things right now. This is an incredible interview. And I hope that you appreciate the fact that Richard Wolf brings Dr. Fry on every the first weekend of the month, usually, and it's the incredible interview that we're listening to right now. And you can keep this great program on the air with your contribution of $10 a year, or maybe you can donate $20 a month, whatever. Sherry Steggy from Lutz is donating $80 a month, taking to tickets to Running Down the Dream. That's the M&F tribute to Tom Petty on October 29th at Skipper's Smokehouse. Sherry, thanks for your nice contribution. These are the last few minutes, really, of Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lohr. I wasn't able to do a program today. We wanted to get all of Richard Wolf on. And so let's see if we can get those last few donations. We only need to hear from 25 more people, 25 $500 and we'll reach the goal. Here's our number. It's 813-238-8001. And if you enjoy listening to my show, I've had Dr. Richard Wolf on as a guest on Radioactivity many times. We'll get him back too. We'll have him on again. And but if you enjoy listening to Richard Wolf, please help us reach our goal. We're just $2,500 away from reaching it. We could cinch it in the next 5 minutes because two people are calling in, and all we need to hear from is 23 more people. You can make your donation online at WMNF.org. And Craig Kopp is here. Craig, we are so close, just 23 calls away, and we will be there.
Yeah, the support is amazing, and the support is needed. We're not going to fool you here. We need to have this support to keep the radio station going into the future. It's been here 38 years. We want to see it go 38 years more. Radio, by the way, is not dead. Don't let anybody tell you that. 93% of every American listens to the radio at least once a week in this country. You listen to these programs, and they are more important than they've ever been before. All you have to do is take a peek at some new media, like, oh, I don't know, Twitter, and understand the threat that the free speech can be under in this country, and you get it all right here on WMNF. Start with $10 a month. That's $120 a year. $120, that's a substantial contribution. A little easier to take. At $10 a month, become a member of the Circle of Friends. Make a decision about how much, and then make this call to 813-238-8001. Support Richard Wolf, support Radioactivity, and support WMNF. You can do it online, too, at WMNF.org.
Well, a few minutes ago, we needed 23 more phone calls. Now we only need 19 because Anonymous from St. Pete just donated $80 going to the Tom Petty tribute. And thanks to Anonymous in Lake Wales, loves the public affairs block from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., taking Requiem for the American Dream. That's the documentary featuring Noam Chomsky. It's about the decline of the middle class here in the U.S. Tonya from Tampa is going to the Tom Petty concert for her $80 contribution. And Anonymous in Lake Wales is making a $50 contribution. Thank you, Anonymous, for that nice contribution. 813-238-8001. $1,900 to raise. If we got two $1,000 contributions, that would put us over the top. And then Mark Bureau could do an entire talk show without just opening the phones and telling us stories and talking about the West Tampa and wrestling. Right, right, Mark?
What? He's not paying any attention to us at all. I will emphasize, and I will make this clear again. When you donate to WMNF at $1,000 or more, you become what we call an amplifier. You're giving for somebody who really uses this radio station a lot and does not have the money to give right now. You're carrying them on your shoulders. You're an amplifier of this place. $1,000 a month, you spread that out over 12 months. It's about 83 and change. Less than your cable bill, probably less than your phone bill. Depends on your use. You know how that works. But it really does a lot for the radio station and for others who listen. If you thought just for a moment that you probably could do that, then we know you can. All you have to decide now is to pick up the phone and call 813-238-8001. You can do it online too, WMNF.org.
And this is the last time we'll be asking for your support during Economic Update. The last time I'll be asking for your support during Radioactivity. We'd like to reach that goal today in the next 5 minutes. If not, I hope we'll reach it by 1 o'clock. We had a goal of $9,400 that we had to raise between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., and we are just $2,500 away from reaching that goal. Now, $1,900 away from reaching that goal. And so here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. And wouldn't it be great to get a $1,000 donation right now? That would amplify your, you know, if you love Richard Wolf, think of all the people driving down I-275 and 75 and have the chance to hear Richard Wolf and say, wow, that's a great program. Well, your $1,000 could help keep WMNF on the air and allow other people to hear it. It's like creating a lighthouse or a beacon. Huh. And here's a Chris Gomez from Southern Breeze Entertainment. Chris, thanks a lot. Says, please keep Richard Wolf, Daniel Ruth, Eve Prang Plews, Mark Bureau on the air and Radioactivity. There's a $40 contribution. That's really good. You can make your donation online at WMNF.org. Here's a $25 donation. Likes Radioactivity and your hero, Mark Bureau. Thank you, Mark, for being my hero. That's Iota Christie from Tampa. Mm. Iota, thank you very much. 813-238-8001. Another line is just lit up. We want to thank Bavaro's Pizza and Pastaria, located at 514 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. Thanks for the pasta dishes today. They make tomato sauce in-house that is available at health food stores nationally. And we appreciate very much Dan Bavaro, Matthew, and all the folks at our repeat in-kind donor. Bavaro's right there in downtown Tampa on North Franklin Street. I've been there. It's a great restaurant. If you love Italian, that's a good place to go. 813-238-8001. 45 seconds to the NPR News. We're still about $1,800 away, Craig.
We can make this. We can make this in this hour. And it's, again, it is so important. Fake news? No, not here. And calling the news in this country fake is an abomination in my heart. And you can bring this to a halt by taking some action. And the action we're asking you to take today is to make a pledge to WMNF and free speech. 813-238-8001 online, WMNF.org.
And another line is just lit up. We are getting very close. This is WMNF in Tampa. Stay tuned for the news. We'll come back in 5 minutes and let you know how much we have to raise in the next hour.